Then what is it over?
It's the way you were acting.
How am I acting?
You tell me.
If I knew how I was acting, I wouldn't be asking you right now. How am I acting?
You're acting fine.
Laguna Beach, Season 2, Episodes 5 and 6. B-A-N-A-N-A-S. How do I get out of here? Back to where I belong. I miss a little hugging up inside the cocktail.
And a couple drops of sunshine, good enough to pick and choose the always over sometimes.
Hello and welcome. You're listening to the premier podcast about Laguna Beach and soon to be the hills. It's the Coming Clean Podcast, the retrospective podcast, the retrospective podcast. I'm Marty.
And I'm Sam.
Alright, I'm just gonna cut to the chase here. Let's hit the good people up with some news, because we have a pretty big episode coming up right here. So any Lagoon news coming up?
Nothing that I've seen on the radar. There's nothing too crazy, so I'm gonna have to say Lagoon new no.
Alright.
You come across anything?
Just some Kristen attempting to break the internet with Jay Cutler's butt, but the less said about that the better.
I mean, that just broke my eyesight. He tried pulling a Biebs and did not work.
Ugh. Okay, let's try to unthink that by, you know, like I said, let's cut to the chase. Which two episodes are we talking about today?
So we're talking about episode 5, More Than Friends, mm-hmm. and episode 6, Winter Formal. All
right, so for those watching along at home, go look for those two episodes. And, you know, you won't regret it. These are some great episodes.
No, yeah, you won't be disappointed at, like, one bit. It is perfect Laguna Beach from what you remember, what we remember. It had it all.
Yeah, that was intense. So with that, give me your one takeaway.
One takeaway is that shit goes down at Winter Formal. And right. We finally found out the truth.
You know, mine's going to be very similar to that, in that shit goes down at the nail salon.
There's been a lot of scenes in the nail salon. I'm glad we finally got back there.
Yeah, and we'll talk about all of that. So, like I said, not messing around. We're going to take a quick break for this awesome song, and we'll be back to take a deep dive on these two episodes.
I remember when we used to be so close. Skipping summer school to watch the shadows grow. Red cups left on the counter. Cops came, we ran right after. Every now and then I think of when we broke. I know that they will say I'm crazy, but I don't care.
Whoa, welcome back. Those were some funky beats. Who's ready for a good episode discussion on the number one Laguna Beach and Hills podcast? No haters around. Right. Marty, are you ready to deep dive right in?
So ready. I'm super amped for this. And let's kick it off. And we kicked off with J&J last week, and I think it's only appropriate to kick off with J&J again this week. So let's talk about Jason and Jessica and the ongoing drama and just confusion between these two
cannot get on the same page.
It's amazing how dysfunctional they are,
and I don't even think Jason wants to be on the same page. But like, it's just not even possible.
The hilarious part was when Jessica was talking about when she hangs out with Steven, I'm still in season one, when she hangs out with Jason with like their other friends, like he won't even touch her.
No, he does. Like, they don't even, like, can't even be in the same room.
Yeah.
He at the dinner, Jason didn't even want to sit next to Jessica.
It doesn't seem like he likes her very much.
No, and it gets to a point where it's like kind of sad on Jessica's part. Like, it's first you feel bad for Jessica because it's like, all right, Jason's becoming a terrible person, right. And he is. But then it gets to a point where you're like, Jessica, he clearly isn't interested in you, and you guys are just like together to hook up.
Right. So what do you think is, I guess hooking up is part of it, but what do you think is in it for Jason?
Hooking up.
That's it? That's about it?
Yeah, I mean, there's no real, from what we can see, emotional connection. All the times they've been together, they only fight, and they can barely, like, Jason can barely hold a conversation.
Right.
Even like, when they were fighting on, when they went out to dinner with everybody, and they had that big fight on the back deck at Ben Brown's.
Yep.
Jason just avoids all conflict.
Right.
Which I don't know, I mean, that's probably his, like, a fault in his, that he just kind of avoids any, like, wrongdoing and tries not to get in fights.
Right.
But, like, he can't formulate sentences to explain, like, what he's feeling at all.
Yeah, that just infuriates Jessica even more, which, I mean, we talked about this a little bit sort of last season when, in the context of Kristen and Steven, where their relationship thrives in the drama, and this is like that on steroids, because that makeout on the balcony was not PG.
I'm surprised they didn't fall off the balcony.
Yeah, that was intense, and I don't know, is he like building up her anger so she's like more aggressive when they hook up? I just don't get it.
I think he likes like the breakup hookup.
Yeah.
Like makeup sex.
It's very, very dysfunctional, which... But okay, go ahead.
Is it just because he's good looking?
See, I don't know. And this is where I want to bring in Alex M. into the picture.
Mm-hmm.
Because you see the difference. It's like night and day with Jason when he's hanging out with Jessica, his actual girlfriend, and Alex M.
Yeah.
Because he's like very pleasant. He's smiling. He's looks like he's having a good time. He's joking around with Alex.
Yep.
And he just seems like a normal human being around her, but around Jess, he's just seems so miserable.
Yeah, and I feel like he maybe like started hanging out with her a little bit and just got caught in the girlfriend. Like he didn't realize that he became Jessica's boyfriend, and now he's just stuck.
as an old 90s soft ballad goes, it's sad to belong to someone else when the right one comes along. Then it's sad to belong to someone
else when the right one comes along. Nice quote.
Throwback.
Yeah, I was like, whoa.
Yeah. But, yeah, it's just, it is weird when, and neither of them have the, well, I guess Jessica's too in love or in like with him to break up with him, but he could easily just, I don't know, yeah, does he just snap it off? Yeah, like, does he think that Alex M. is not a sure thing for him? That's why he's trying to keep Jessica around, just in case?
No, I think he just hates conflict and is just too scared to do anything about it. So he's just going to, like, let it ride and then do whatever he wants, and then hopefully Jessica breaks up with him.
Right.
Because he doesn't want to be the bad guy in the sense that he broke up with her.
And then immediately goes to Alex M.
Exactly.
And so they're, like, so from Jess's and, like, Kristen's group's perspective, they're painting Alex M. obviously as the enemy here.
Yes.
But Alex is extremely respectful of their relationship. She just wants to hang out.
Yeah.
I think in Kristen's opening monologue, she was like, Alex is hitting on him. She's not.
No, she, like, one, if when we go into look at the winter formal, she asked Jason prior
right.
to them going out. That's a little bit of a gray area. That's kind of tough.
Yeah, let's talk about that. Let's not wait till later for that. So, is it like, you can say, hey, I have a girlfriend now, let's not go together, go find someone else.
Yeah, but at the same time, like, you've only been dating Jessica for what? Like 4 months? 3 months?
If that, yeah.
Not that long. It's kind of a gray area. Like, you kind of get first dibs, and like those dates are pretty, winter formals are like pretty serious business. So I'm not blaming Alex M or Jason on going with each other.
Right.
And going back to that point of that Alex M is like a stand up person. When when you're saying Jason was like making all these moves on the dance floor, getting all close that we got from Cedric's camera.
Right.
Like Alex M kind of, I mean, she was dancing with him, but she at the same time, she like was saying he was making advances and I felt weird.
Yeah. Yeah. She like, one, she, cause it's one thing to like act on it and then say the next day that you feel weird about it. But yeah, she never acted on any of that. And she expressed how uncomfortable she was about it. So I'm not holding anything against Alex M on this one. She's okay in my book. Everything she did was kosher.
Yeah. And then we just got another like Jessica and Jason fight. We basically ended the second episode with another fight in a limo, which is like nothing good. It's the How I Met Your Mother quote. After 2 a.m.,
right,
nothing good happens. This was at 3:15 in I don't know why the limo was still there.
I was going to say they're racking up a huge tab on that limo.
Yeah. And I mean, Jason was just taking a nice nap. I don't know. Did they just leave him in the car? I don't know how he got there.
Right, because Jessica already dressed down. Like, yeah. She was in her like jam jams and so she probably had like at least, let's say, 45 minutes to just like chill out before waking him up and then nagging him again.
Yeah. And it's like Jason is a rude guy, but I mean, when somebody comes up and like wakes you up at 3 o'clock in the morning, you're clearly already drunk and like you're half drunk. And then somebody's just like coming at you. You can't blame Jason for being you're so stupid. Like, please just get away from me.
Oh,
he had
man.
No shoes. He lost his shoes. He lost his jacket. He's like, Jessica, you had my jacket. I don't know where it is. Like,
I also love the, he's like, when she's like, why are you so mad or something like that? Oh, and he was like, you're so annoying or something like that.
Yeah.
And he's like, because you ask so many questions. And then she just goes, what questions am I asking?
It's so hard to like be mad at Jason. I don't understand it. I think I'm like in the same boat as Jessica.
I know, and Alex M, because Alex is also aware that he's not a great guy. So this puts us, again, in the similar dilemma as sort of the Kristen and LC with Steven, where is Steven really worth fighting for, worth, like, killing yourselves over? Because he's not that great of a guy.
No, and neither is, and then, like, same thing, Jason's not either. I don't know why, I think it's just all based on pure looks. Who knows?
It's tough to explain, and I know the show is painting Jason as a bad guy, and I mean, we did the cardinal sin of like seeing how Jason is now and everything he's been through and like his redemption story, so it's tough for me to like cheer against him because he just seems so cool. Again, going back to last week's conversation.
Yeah, like usually I like can see like I'll see somebody, I'm like, okay, like he's kind of like a jerk just off. I mean, that's just off pure looking at people.
Right.
Get a bad vibe. Jason, in my head, it's like in my head, I think he's like a terrible person. But in my heart, I'm like, I don't know what it is. I'm so compelled by him. I'm like, go after it, man.
Yeah, I think we just think we can change him.
Our little hearts.
Yeah. And I think, again, that goes into the cardinal rule of we looked into his future, so we know that he has the ability to change, so it's a great story.
Yeah, but he had, like, a 10-year rough road.
Right. but he's in a better place now. More from that later on in the season. But I just want to get into... I want to put you in Jason's shoes right now. What's your next step here? It's the day after prom. You're hungover but sober. What do you do? Alex just texted you, fun night last night, and Jess is like, you're so stupid, like, go home, why are you at my house, go get a cup of water, go get me a cup of water, like, why are you lying to me still, did you like hook up with Alex, like, what do you do? Because I'm assuming that's exactly what she did.
Yeah, it's got to be a dump. That's a dump. I mean, you got to dump Jess.
Yeah.
And just from the, like, what would you do? Yeah, you're in the same boat.
Yeah, I think so. That would be like, this is just too much. Like, Alex would be
It's for both your sakes. You don't even have to like date Alex M.
Right. Yeah. Just hang
it
out.
It just makes it just makes it freer to hang out. And I think it just from Sed's pointed questions that he's like, "Oh, do you like Alex M?" and like, "Do you like Alex M?" and Jason's like, "Yeah." So I think we're going to see, you know, the next episode, we might see some tears, no right. laughing, mm-hmm. just a lot of tears.
Oh, we'll be laughing. Okay, so I don't want to beat a dead horse here, but I just want to say that we've had a lot of iconic moments from last season, and I've kind of been waiting for one this season, and I think the shots of Jess alone... And then her name popping up at the lower right-hand corner. It's like Jessica. As she's like just sadly sitting alone, waiting so for sad. Nothing.
As like you can see through the window, people are still dancing. And she's just outside.
Oh, man.
Oh, yeah, no, okay. That was another great thing when Jason walks up smoking a cigarette.
Yeah. I know exactly what you're talking about.
And then Jess is just like... He's like, "Oh, what's going on?" He's like, "What?" Jason's like, "What's wrong?" And she's like, "You know what's wrong." And he's like, "Okay, I don't want to talk to you."
And it's even at the house party prior to the pre-winter formal party when Jason arrived and he was like joking around. Like he was in a good mood joking around with Jessica pretending he didn't know her. And then he goes, "Oh, classic. let's go over there." And she like nags him again. It's like, "Oh, so you don't want to hang?" And he just leaves.
He's like, "You don't want to chill?"
Yeah. And then he goes straight to Alex M and he's like, "Let's go somewhere good." I was like, "I don't know what that means."
Yeah, and then you see him walking out with his backpack and a bottle of champagne.
Right. And
just sneakily sneaking it out.
Yeah, so I want to just, again, don't want to beat a dead horse, but it's just too funny. Just sad Jess, and she is just, has probably complained to everyone about him.
Yeah, can we make like a sad meme? A sad Jess meme?
I'm on it. But she has just, you know the saying, misery loves company, and she is dragging the entire town of Laguna down with her. Like, the class of 2005 is all miserable because of her.
Well, we talked about like those two bros that were at the party. They're just, you know, trying to drink some Schweppes and just get this girl talking to you, complaining about her boyfriend. You're like, "I have no clue who this guy is."
I was going to say, it would have been hilarious if the last line, even if they just edited it in, was just, "Who's Jason?" They don't even know who they are.
It's like somebody's brother that just happened to be there.
Yeah, so I'm from Santa Clara. I don't know. I'm just here for the weekend.
So ridiculous.
Yeah, so I mean, everyone is already telling Jessica, including the universe, even like Kristen, Alex Lauren H, whatever her name is, is clearly over it. She's
the beacon of hope.
Yeah, she's like, the level-headed person there, but she's clearly over it. So she's been telling Jessica, even Kristen, who We'll get to her in a little bit, in a couple of seconds here. But, I mean, just end it. Someone end it. But I also don't want it to end because it is bringing me so much joy to see just Jessica going crazy.
Yeah, I think it's going to end, but the drama will continue.
All right. Well, we'll talk about those later. Let's get into...
Wow, really really pumping up the crowd for that one.
I know. So I'm looking at our run of show here for listeners. Here's some inside baseball, and I saw the name Talon, and immediately my mood went down. He is...
Oh, my mood went up.
Oh, jeez. All right, so let's start with dueling. Let's talk about dueling. The other couple, Talon and Taylor. Let's go.
Yeah, I think this is also a relatively terrible couple. Sorry. I think it's the couple that's not going to work, because Talon is unfaithful.
He's a piece of shit.
Yeah, but I like their story that they've known each other since like third grade. They look They look really cute together. They seem like they have a little cute time.
Mm-hmm.
Taylor is cute.
Yep.
And like so bubbly and nice. Mm-hmm. I don't know why anybody picks on her.
Right.
But then Taylor, it's just Talon can't fully commit to somebody.
It's okay. So my beef with Talon is, I think, didn't someone, or no, Jason was the male Kristen, I think they said, right? Not Talon.
Yes.
But Talon is sort of also the male Kristen in that a lot of people like him and he has his options and stuff.
Yep.
But the thing that annoys me so much about him is he just plays the victim and he thinks he's such a nice guy.
Yeah.
And he's like, at dinner with Kristen, he's like, I'm the nice guy who finishes last. And it's like, bullshit. You're an asshole. I hate you.
Oh, my God. And then when he was with Taylor and he's just like, I just can't help. Like, I try to like you or like girls, but they don't like me back.
Because you're a I hate this guy. I'm sure he's very nice now. In the
yeah, but Talon, if you want to come on our podcast and talk to us, please do.
Yeah, please. I'm sure you've matured and are very nice, but again, the way MTV has portrayed you has got me heated. I have not yelled at the TV that much since like my Denver Broncos were in the Super Bowl the last time.
But there was a point when he was skating with JP that they kind of had a moment that I think a lot of younger guys, like in high school, and it goes for both guys and girls, it's like the explanation of like you like somebody, and then once you kind of find somebody, then like that person might go to somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
And they kind of explain the whole dynamic of high school is that, you know, you like somebody, they then tear away from you once they already got you.
Right.
And now you're stuck like, I felt like I wasted my time, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I think Talon is just, now I've taken a breath here, but Talon is just like the classic dude who likes the chase.
Yes.
Whereas Jason doesn't like the conflict, and I guess he has the benefit of just every single woman in his grade just throwing themselves upon him. But
I think it's just because, Jason just looks older than
right
half the people out there.
Yeah, and I mean, like personality wise, he's like far and away has a at least more interesting, compelling personality than Talon, who is just completely milquetoast at best.
What? But like all the girls are saying, like he's such a great date and very personable. So I guess we're not seeing the full.
I mean, well, we've seen him on dates, and I've given him credit of like taking some CW level lines there. He has some good high school lines.
He's really smooth with his facial expressions.
Right.
Like when he was talking about he's being like the nice guy finishing last, he was kind of sad.
Yeah.
Or no, he was talking about the time that Kristen and him hooked up for the first time.
Right.
And he's like being reflective and then does like a quick smirk. Boom.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he does his research before going to dates. Like if he were, I know he's like happily married and stuff now, congrats, whatever, but like I'm sure he like was just nose deep into like who or, like Casey's or Casey I keep saying Casey Taylor's like Friendster or MySpace before their dates, just trying to get
he's got a logbook.
Yeah, like he seems like the type of guy, I don't know, he creeps me out, I don't trust him, he's again milquetoast at best. And just
I don't even know what milk toast is.
Just he's just bland. He's boring. Oh, okay. He sucks.
And is it same as milk steak?
Well, I mean milk steak at worst, because I'm sure that is awful. And speaking of awful, let's talk about how Kristen fits into this equation. So Talon and Kristen go on a date.
She doesn't fit. She's just a giant wrench.
And she knows it, too.
Yeah. She's just doing it to get at Taylor.
Yeah, so and that fits into the segment we like to call Kristen's Kingdom, the Queen of Mean. How mean was she on this episode?
Are the two episodes?
Yes.
I'm gonna give it a 3.
Really?
Would I give it last week a 2?
I think we settled on 3 last week.
Okay. Maybe we just ratchet up a little to a 4.
Okay.
I think to get it on my scale, get it 7 or 8, she needs to either make somebody leave school or physically harm somebody to get up in those high ranges.
Well, we set the bar so high on her meanness.
But she's just she just has a really mean comments all the time.
Right.
She was kind of, I guess you're joking with your friends.
Mm-hmm.
And she was kind of mean to Alex. She's and Alex or Lauren Alex was oh yeah, you're you could be Kristen. It would be you, where you kind of mess with people's minds. And then she's or I could be you. And then everybody just laugh.
Oh man.
That's my retelling. I was that's pretty mean.
She is mean.
Yeah, that's why she's the queen of mean.
I know. And I'm actually giving her, I want to leave room for error, but this is, I thought these two episodes she was at, a 7 or 8.
Oh, really?
Yeah, well, so I would have put her at a 3 if it was just, those comments to Lauren Alex H. and when she was talking crap about Casey's hair extensions.
Yeah, just that's classic.
That's just standard Kristen.
Yeah.
But what really got me was when she admitted that she's playing games and to actively mess with Talon's mind.
Okay.
And yeah. That's evil stuff
and
right there.
Yeah. And she's poor little Talon's heart.
Heart. She's taking joy in just making this guy miserable, which I mean any misery towards high school Talon, I'll caveat that. I wish him all
you're
the
okay
best
with
these
it.
Days. But to Laguna Beach Talon, just any misery that comes his way is an A for me. But obviously, objectively, that is just completely messed up on Krista's point of view. And like you said, it feels like she's doing this to Talon just to mess with poor Taylor.
Yeah, she's just trying to pick on Taylor. I feel bad.
Yeah, I would have gotten 10, but I think she can. I think she has
10,
more in the tank.
No, yeah, no. A 9 or a 10 for me is, I said, is cyberbullying somebody out of school or physically harming somebody, which hey might happen.
Yeah, I mean it's possible. We got a lot. We got a long ways to go, and the hills.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We know. Yeah, things get worse.
Yeah. Okay. So, anything else about Talon, Taylor, and Kristen's meanness before we move on?
Nope. I feel pretty good about it.
All right. So again, apologies to current Talon. If you don't like what I'm saying, I apologize. But
we're all current cat members.
Yes. Yes. Again, we're taking this in wrestling terms. This is kayfabe. We are just taking what the editors are giving us and we are reacting to that. This is not an indictment on your real personality, but Talon, you are awful and I hate you. Moving on. Winter formal. So we got prom last time, but now we're starting at winter formal where the magic happens. Let's talk about this. Where do you want to start?
For proposals or just in...
Just in general.
Yeah, I mean, let's start off with the proposals. How did we get here?
All right.
Kristen's proposal. Not that great.
I mean, it's not like she was trying to, be with that guy, so.
I mean, I would be pissed if I was at work and then somebody showed up to ask, just oh, God. I'm how'd you get in here?
Yeah, so I still need a size 6.
Still on the clock. How about Taylor and
Alex?
Alex, yeah. How'd you like the scavenger hunt?
I mean, that was pretty cool. I mean, I would have enjoyed doing that as well. That was pretty creative.
Yeah, I don't think we saw all the stops
right
on the trip, but yeah, to get even a banner on top of a freeway.
I was gonna say the logistics of that was crazy. I don't know what happened to the fish.
Yeah, and how many people had to turn around and went back out to the lookout point?
Right.
I don't know. Could have been a really awkward situation.
Yeah, it's just, yeah, I mean, those were nice. Definitely, again, a step ahead of
last... Better than Dieter's.
Well, yeah, yes. That's what I was going to say. It's like a step ahead of last season's efforts, for sure. And that includes the pranks as well.
Yeah, and that was one of the only prom proposals that we got, right?
Yes.
Yeah, that only two. Yeah, nothing too crazy. Nothing to
rail about. And a lot of random dates this time that we didn't really get to know as much.
Yeah, well, we got a lot more than that. Like last year, we didn't see too many random people go to these, like go to prom.
Right.
But this time, we got a whole new batch of people.
Yeah, and yeah, it's just no backstory in any of them. Just we got Ian, and we got Jake.
Yep.
And we got Jeff. And others. Whoever Casey's date was.
And they had like whoever had that nice house had some band, or I don't know if those were all high school kids. Maybe Polestar came back and played a set, but
no, Polestar couldn't have been there because Jessica was miserable. Although now I'm thinking the law of Jessica. You know, we were saying that Jason might have been all bad vibes, but I think Jessica's the one who is hashtag all bad vibes.
Whoa, it's like a disease.
Yeah,
it's spawning.
And like she literally is bringing everyone down, like anyone who would stop and listen.
Yeah, we would have needed, like Sed can't do it all himself. Like he can't.
Yes.
Hold all the. Now we know that Sed is not a combination of all.
Right.
Polestar and Trey.
Right. Yep.
But we need all those people to show up to counteract the bad vibes.
Yes, we need all three of them and Cedric.
Yeah, they're like Earth, Wind, Fire,
the Captain Planet kids.
Yeah,
let's take a pause here for a second, and let's go into our segment that we like to call, thanks to our hashtag resident emo for this name, That's What She Said. Let's talk about Sed for a little bit, because I'm still kind of bummed out by talking about Talon and Jessica.
Yeah, Sed looking fly in a white suit.
Yep. He went with your advice, white on white.
Yep. He was a great date, even though he didn't go up to the door to pick up Casey and Alex in the first episode, but he offered to drive.
Yep.
You know, set up the date, help it out.
Yep. He's a pretty good wingman.
Yep.
And also the voice of reason.
Yep.
So... Yeah,
he's the videographer.
Yeah, man of many talents.
Wow, he does it all. I hope he's class president. Maybe he'll be the one who does the valedictorian speech.
I hope so, but yeah, again, high praise for Sed. Definitely potential there to hit Trey levels of admiration, Trey low whatever admiration levels from us, but. So far, so good from Sed after what was a rough start.
Yeah, he needs a more scarf game. I think he kind of toned down his wardrobe and started wearing just t-shirts and hoodies.
Right.
But he could step it up a little bit more.
Yeah, we know he has it in his arsenal.
He's just waiting for the day.
Yeah. Okay, so again, big ups to Sed and shouts to Sed. Good vibes all the time. And I alluded to this earlier, but let's rewind to the daytime when people were getting ready for the winter formal. And I alluded to this with my takeaway, but shit going down at the nail salon, more drama at the nail salon with another encounter before a big dance.
Yeah, I've never been in a nail salon, so... This is all I think about what happens in nail salons is just rival cliques all come in and it just has to be beef.
You should give it a shot. You should walk into a nail salon and maybe you'll see a bagel boy walk in.
Oh, haven't seen that guy in years.
Again, hashtag inside jokes and shouts to bagel boy. If you're listening, thanks for listening from me. I'm sure Sam wants you to go away.
Yeah, I want you to disappear and take your bagel with you.
Well, technically it was your bagel, but he took that bagel.
No, he took my spot in the line. He didn't take a bagel from me. He just cut me in line.
Oh, man. That's for Sam's spinoff podcast. I'm begging you to listen. 8-9 Central. Only on Fox.
Hosted by was it John Bagley, Bagley Jr.?
Ed Bagley Jr.
Ed Bagley Jr.
All right, we're digressing there, but yeah, again, another confrontation semi-confrontation at the nail salon, but great little tension there. Some weird looks, some fake pleasantries being exchanged.
Yeah, a lot of eye rolls. Yeah, when Alex M, like right in front of Jessica, was just like, oh, Jason is gonna be such a fun date. And then you just get Kristen with a sad face looking at Jessica, and Jessica's just like, and then we get a sad Jessica meme right from there.
Yeah, especially right after Jessica was complaining about Jason needing to go home at 10, okay.
Yeah, and she didn't call him.
Yeah, and what was hilarious was when she confronted him about it. When she was like, you didn't go home? He's like, I went home. Then I went to Cedric's. Like a classic dude argument of, technically, I was right. Because I did go home.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just didn't tell you what happened after.
And then, oh my god. And that goes into, with this whole nail salon drama.
Mm-hmm.
It goes into people parking their cars. Like, hide your cars if you're going to go to somebody's house. Because it's been twice that one, Alex was, like, crept outside Jason's house and was like, oh, right. It seems like you had a party there. Creepy. And then two, Taylor found out that Kristen was at Talon's.
Yep.
Because Kristen's car was there.
Right. And nobody can miss that Zuzu.
Yeah, that beast of a thing.
It was probably like backfiring, even though it wasn't on.
It's rolling down the street.
Yeah.
I saw Kristen's car blowing up in the driveway.
Okay, so anything else here for Winter Formal? We've talked about Jason waking up in the middle of the night.
Yeah, that was a classic scene. I want to point out a couple things. One thing was that limo, the white limo that Jason woke up in,
mm-hmm.
had spinners, and the spinners were still spinning.
Yes, they were. I was crazy. Confused. Yeah, I was like, is this like a tricked out limo?
Is the limo moving up very slowly up the hill?
But the wheels are moving very quickly. It's like, is there ice on this hill?
In Laguna Beach.
Yeah. Okay, before we jump into our next segment, is there anything else out of these two episodes that we had missed and have not talked about yet?
No, I think we really scrubbed it down.
All right, well, more to come. Again, intense couple of episodes. I do suggest, if you weren't watching before with us, watch the Winter Formal episode. It's well worth your time. Actually, watch both episodes because the previous episode sets the Winter Formal up perfectly. So I will highly suggest that you go check that out. And it's on MTV.com. It's on all of those sites.
Yeah, you can find it anywhere.
Okay, so let's take a quick break here. And we'll crown an MVP of the week and play a little game after this break. I'll never let it hold me down. I'll never let you walk through hell. I will lose myself. Welcome back. That was a lot of a roller coaster of a episode discussion there. And let's end this on a high and crown an MVP of the week. MVP of the week. Sam, who is your MVP of the week?
My MVP of the week is Taylor.
Ooh.
She was like, she tried setting Talon straight. She kind of kept it real with all her friends. She was a pivotal role in some little bit of drama. Mm-hmm. And at the end, it was hilarious watching her trying to order takeout from the from the McDonald's. And they're like, they can't let you go in. And then they just ran away.
Which is true, by the way. Tried it at a White Castle in the Bronx. Did not fly. Even though we said we are with Wonder Woman and we're in her invisible car. Did not work.
I mean, that's not going to go over well.
Yes, they said they would call the cops, so we scattered. Shouts to Mark. Down. Mark C. Shouts to you, buddy.
I would expect nothing less.
All right. And my MVP of the week is going to go to Taylor's good friend, Alex M.
Whoa! Yeah.
I think we talked about it earlier. Even though she is in the middle of all the controversy, she has kept her integrity.
Head above water.
Yeah. So, nothing more to say about her, really. But big thumbs up. Congrats to the two friends. Celebrate with those lattes by the beach.
And please put the trophy that I am sending you on your mantles.
Yes, true. Presents are on their way. Okay, so this next segment is a little new, so I hope you're ready for it. And let me explain. We are recording this on, not the eve necessarily, but right around WrestleMania weekend, and I recommended that last week for everyone to watch. So we will be just right after WrestleMania when this comes out. So my wrestling nerd is, you know, begging.
Your senses are tingly.
Yeah, it's just begging me to find some overlap between these two interests, because I don't want to be one of many podcasts that talk about wrestling, because there's plenty that do that already. So I'm going to put, we're going to throw out some matchups here in a segment I want to call Laguna Mania.
What you gonna do, brother?
Oh, yeah. We're gonna talk about bad impressions. And so you'll get it as we go along, but we're gonna match up some people against each other through different scenarios and just pick our favorites. So let's start off with round one is the first match, I should say, is the random battle royal. And this is just who we think is the best fringe character so far. They're not title characters. They're not even friends. They're barely recurring characters. So they are fighting to see who deserves the title of best random friend. And I'm going to throw out some names, Sam, and we're going to pick a winner. You ready?
I'm ready all for it.
All right, we got Gary. We got Emily. We got sweet baby Michael. We got Jen Bunny. We got Ian. We got Jonathan. We got JP. We got TJ. We got Kara. We got Jeff. We got Jake, etc., etc. And if you at home are saying, who are they?
We are too.
Yeah. It took a while to dig through the archives to find these names. But Sam, who is your favorite so far fringe character? Who wins the battle royal?
My favorite fringe character is sweet baby Michael.
Oh, yeah.
The party man.
Crushing it.
Party man and also, he was not the valedictorian, was he?
No, that's Jonathan.
Ah. Okay, sweet baby Michael, still top of the list.
Sweet baby Michael, Dr. Sweet Baby Michael to you, sir.
Yeah, got my checkup next week.
All right. And my winner is going to be, and I'm sorry, Jen Bunny, but if you called me, you would have won this, but I will give it to Gary.
Woo! Gary's a close second. Yeah, he's a close second of mine.
Yeah, Gary, the life of the party, Gary! That did not rhyme as closely as I wanted to, so let's move on. Match number two, ring the bell. It's a fatal four-way for the best tag team partner. Sam, this is going to be a little tougher. We got a hot matchup here. It's a four-way. Who is the best tag team partner / best friend for the guys? We got Polster versus Cedric versus Dieter versus Trey.
My head just blew up right now.
Who would you pick as your best friend?
Oh, man. Oh, as my best friend.
Yeah. Who would you pick as your best friend?
I am going to pick Trey as my best friend.
All right.
Just he might help me with my style. Seems like he's always there, always down for a late night phone call.
True.
Just a solid guy. Keep me centered. We might go to yoga together.
Okay. Yeah, and since you picked Trey, I wanna pick someone different. So I'm gonna go and pick Cedric as my best friend.
Ooh. This was a tough grouping.
Yeah, and no disrespect to Polster or Dieter either, because you are both very good friends. But I'm gonna go with Cedric on this one. He's gonna drive me everywhere. He'll let me come to his house to hang out after 10.
If you were to do horrible things, he's your fall spot.
Yeah, and if my neck ever gets cold, he got a scarf for that. All right, so, yeah, I'm going to say if we have one winner, it's going to be Trey. But Trey and Cedric, congrats, our best friends. And since it's on the podcast, that means it's bound by law.
And does this make them the best tag team partners?
Yes.
Whoa, mind.
All right, next up, it's a women's division match, and for the same title, the best women's tag team partner, who are you going to pick to be your best friend? We got Jessica, we got Alex Lauren H, and we got Lo.
My pick, and I think possibly yours, I'm going with Alex Lauren H.
Ooh. Why'd you pick her?
She will keep you straight. She's always down. She seems like she's ride or die. always comes in with very good advice and like doesn't let your head get too big. She always kind of keeps you in check because she's the law of the land.
Nice. Yeah, I got mad respect for Alex H, and I was surprised that it was as difficult for me to decide as it was, but I'm going to have to stay loyal and pick Lo.
Whoa.
As my best friend, because she will serve as both a hype man and also the diplomat to keep the peace between warring factions. Okay.
Respect.
All right. Next match, we'll stick with the women's division. The six-woman tag team match. Which crew would you join on season 2? Are you going to join the team of Kristen, Lauren Alex H, and Jessica? Or are you joining Alex M, Casey, and Taylor?
I am going to join out of the safety of my life. I am joining Kristen, Alex H, and Jessica.
Whoa! Why
one,
is that?
One, I think I could bump out Jessica, so I'd easily shoot to top 3. Just from if I just didn't complain.
Turning heel on Jessica.
Yeah, like if I didn't complain a little bit, I think I could jump up. Like I would come in with a sidekick, and me, Kristen, and Alex H would all have like sidekicks together. Easily just bump out Jessica. So I think Alex M, Casey, and Taylor are like the nicer friend group, and probably. But I just want to be on the power side.
All right. Well, we're going to have to be enemies because I will join the baby faces. I will join the good guy group of Alex, M, Casey, and Taylor for a different reason from you. You wanted to be on the power group. I want the power. I think I can bump all of them off and be the leader of the group.
They're just in flux. They're all over the place. But yeah. You think you can wrangle them together?
Yeah, because I don't think there's a necessarily a leader. It's not like where Kristen's clearly the alpha of her
group. and Alex Lauren H is her number 2,
right? And Jessica's like the
lackey.
Yeah, but in the other group there's no clear leader yet, so I think I could take that spot and be the Kristen of that group and lead them to battle,
shooting for the stars.
All right, so it's a draw over there. And this next one, this match gives a smile to my face, even though it's really doing the opposite. But let's have a battle of sadness and crown the sad champion of the Cinch.
turn those smiles upside down.
So who was the saddest of them all? Was it LC while camping? Which is very sad. Or Jessica at the Winter Formal? Both of whom had very sad, iconic moments.
I'm going to have to go with Jessica at Winter Formal. Just because, like, one, it was just sad that she was just, like, sitting there. And then it was just an all-around terrible day. Like, your boyfriend just ditched you. Whereas Elsie wasn't with Steven. She was just kind of hated camping.
Right. Yeah, I'm going to agree with you on that one. It's just, it's tough to get sadder than Jessica at this point.
Yeah, there's a difference between being sad because you hate camping and then being, like, emotionally beaten down and then, like, depressed.
Yeah, because we know with Elsie, once she's back in town, back hanging out with Lo, she'd be fine.
Exactly.
All right. So, clear win for Jessica. Well, clear loss.
Finally.
Clear win.
Finally, yeah.
Hey, you won at being sad, so congrats.
It's the best she can do.
All right, next one. We're getting into the main events here. Loser leaves town match. Who is more annoying? Is it Christina or is it Casey?
Well, we all know my answer. It's Christina. she had her chance for redemption in season two, and she was not able to hold it. And Casey, even though she's, like, that ditzy blonde kind of annoying, back in 2005, like, the way everybody kind of talked and stuff, but she's still so funny and very nice. So I can't really blame Casey for that.
Yeah, I think this is a mismatch, and Christina, well, Casey wins in the bigger picture, but Christina wins the more annoying. it's a double negative or whatever, but she has to leave town. She is the more annoying one because, again, we've discussed this over the past couple of weeks, but Casey did start off seemingly very annoying, and Kristen painted a really bad picture of her, but she seems hilarious and is a great wingman.
Yeah, like, she's always down to help somebody out, lend a hand.
Yeah, so congrats to Casey. You can stay. Christina, sorry. You're going to another territory.
You're on the next train out of here.
All right. Last three matches here. We're gonna start off with a fashion showdown. This might be the toughest one to call. Cedric versus Trey. Who wins the fashion showdown?
For me, this is the easiest one to call, and it's Trey. When you're coming in with one of a kind fashions, I mean, put it this way. Cedric and Trey both wore white tuxes.
Mm-hmm.
Trey just happened to put sick designs on his. So I would say Trey.
Yeah, I say it was difficult because I think Cedric pulls off, like, the model look. And I think I mentioned this where he seems like he would just pick whatever's on the mannequin store and pull it off. So Cedric is the model here. And Trey is the designer and the artist, and I will give the advantage to Trey as well because he's the original.
Yeah, so good on him.
All right,
hey, he's a born winner in this group.
Yeah. Oh man, I just realized I totally stabbed my best friend in the back. Dang it! Heel turn for Marty. Big swerve here.
You might be coming over to the Kristen and Alex side.
Oh man. Okay. All right. Let's move on. I feel bad now.
I can't
defend myself.
You're shook.
Very. Okay. This is the co-main event, and I don't know if this is going to be easy or hard to call, but we gotta crown the tag team drama championship. Who makes the better tag team drama? Is it Kristen and Steven from season one, or is it Jason and Jess?
Between these two, so the Kristen and Steven for me was more of like a physical hatred. Whereas Jason and Jessica, I feel like, is more emotional. So I'm gonna have to go with Jason and Jessica. I've enjoyed their drama a lot more than Kristen and Steven's.
Yes. I do think Kristen and Steven was... Yeah, it was a lot. It was an, it does not seem as harmful to their own emotions as Jason and Jess's... Well, to Jess's life. Because Kristen and Steven... I mean, Steven was pretty oblivious and he still had Elsie. And Kristen just likes the game. So I think they just acknowledge that they're just both people who would use each other or whatever. They have fun. And they have their nice moments. Jason and Jessica, even their nice moments are not so nice. All right. Main event time. Ooh. We're going to have to pick sides here. But who is, and this is an ode to new WWE Hall of Famer Teddy Long, who is your most valuable player?
Player.
Is it Jason or Steven?
For me, it is Jason. He is the definition of player. he just has that... I feel like he would beat up Steven. It's just like, what? Steven's a little more skinnier, a little more Blink-182 player.
Right.
Whereas Jason is just straight up jock. Not many words, not smooth talking, just, you know, come in, do his business, player.
Yeah, I would agree. Jason is the most valuable player. I mean, I wish it was closer than it was, but Steven seemed to, I guess it comes with age, I don't know, but Jason looks like he's 35 at that point, but... Steven seemed to come to the realization that maybe he wants something real with either Kristen or Elsie, but Jason's still all about the game, and he's in it to win it. All right, so that was the card for hashtag Laguna Mania. Do you agree? Do you disagree? Or do you have any other matchups that you want us to discuss? Let us know at Coming Clean Pod on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and the rest of the social medias, or coming.clean.pod@gmail.com. And we're going to take a breath, take a break here, and Sam is going to tease my brain as we go back in history. I hope that was a better transition than last. I'll never let it hold me down. I'll never let you walk through hell. I would lose myself for you. And don't you know that all
hey ho, welcome back. It's trivia time. Marty, are you ready?
Yes, sir.
All right, for a little rundown of trivia time, it's also called Today in History, where we'll be talking about five questions. I'll be giving them to Marty. And right now, they are from August 15th and the 22nd of August, 2005. Marty is currently up 3-1. Are you ready to be stumpified?
No, I'm not. I'm ready to win.
All right, question number one. On August 22nd, Luke Blanc died on this day. He was 76 years old and a French composer. I doubt he drove this Italian car that matches to his last name. What is Luke's last name?
Oh, man, I was hoping for a Shawn Mendes question.
Nope.
Italian car. Is it Luke? But he's French. Is it Fiat?
No, it's Luke Ferrari.
All right. I don't know who Luke Ferrari is.
Yeah, I had no clue who this guy is, but he died.
R.I.P.
R.I.P. R.I.P. into question number two. Let's see what you know about space. On August 22nd, a pair of coronal mass ejections, CMEs, blast off the outer space things and
things.
It blasted off this outer space thing and headed towards Earth. Geomagnetic storms and auroras are possible the day after. What outer space thing emitted these mass ejections?
Is it a star?
No!
Is it an asteroid?
Nope, it's the sun.
Oh, dang it. Which is technically a star, but fine.
Okay, can we give you like a half a point?
No, I won't take it.
Alright, depending on where the points go. If you knew about auroras, I thought that was going to be enough.
Right. We'll call our hashtag resident email slash hashtag space has cadet.
No, you're going to call him a has-been.
No. We'll call him. He like reads National Geographic and stuff. He'll probably be able to tell us the weather.
Yeah, he's a direct line to Neil deGrasse Tyson.
Yes. So once you listen to this, Connor, let us know if I deserve the point or not. Next question.
Question number three. Let's work on our Catholic feast days. How about that?
Love it.
August 15th is the feast day, which is one of the Catholic holy days of obligation in many places. I wouldn't assume anything about this famous virgin. What is this feast day?
Is it the Assumption of the Blessed Virgin Mary into heaven?
It is the Assumption of Mary.
Yeah. Body and soul.
Body and soul. Marty is up 4-1, taking a commanding lead.
Fun fact, Mary is the only one in heaven who has her corporeal body still there.
Wow. Nice. I don't even know morbid. What corporeal means, but
she's the only one who's like not a soul that's up there.
Okay. She died in the ground.
She never died. She just was just lifted up.
Whoa.
Yeah. She's basically like William Shatner. Got beamed up. Next question.
Number four. This holiday is celebrated in the Philippines.
Yeah.
August 22nd is the earliest day it can fall, and the 28th of the August is the latest. This is celebrated every last Monday of August. Anniversary of 1896 cry of Pugad Lawn. Mm-hmm. What is this holiday?
Is it?
It's the Philippines Revolution.
Is it?
I think.
Is it like? Oh no, that's June 12th. But is it like National Heroes Day?
It is National Heroes
Day. I totally. I was like, is it Veterans Day? But it's probably National Heroes Day.
Yeah, 5-1. Yeah. 2-2 right now. Going into the final question. Are you ready?
Yes.
All right. This country artist might not be your favorite or a favorite of yours, but currently he isn't as good as he once was in 2005. I raise a red solo cup to this ass-kicking country artist courtesy of the red, white, and blue. Who is this artist?
I'm going to go with Toby Keith.
Toby Keith is correct. Marty going with a strong 3-2. Three right, two losses.
All right. So, what, it's 6-1 now?
It is...
Yeah, 6-1.
Yeah, 6-1. Wow, commanding lead.
All right, well, if you go 5-5 next week, you're back in the game.
I can only hope.
All right, well, we'll take a quick break, finish up the song, and ride off into the sunset. I'll never let it hold me down. I'll never let you walk through hell. I would lose myself for you. And don't you know that all I need is a little bit of company. And I would lose myself for you. Lose myself for you. Lose myself for you. We got a little older, you left home. I stayed behind, got high, then hit the road. Alright, welcome back. That song was Lose Myself by our featured artist, Who's Kid, featuring Phil Good. Find this and more by searching Who's Kid on iTunes, Spotify, Google Play, or wherever you buy or stream music. And Who's Kid is spelled K?D, sort of like Kesha. You can find Who's Kid by spelling out Who's Kid, WHOSKID, on Twitter, or Who's Kid Music on Facebook. Links will be in the description. It'll probably be simpler that way. Sam, you got any recommendations this week?
Yeah, so sticking with the music theme, I am going to recommend Little Mix, their whole new album, or actually specifically Little Mix Touch. That has been my jam recently. It's kind of funky beat, little, like, I don't know, like island feel a little bit. It's going to be a big hit in the jam if it's not already out on the radio. Little Mix has taken over America. It's a big thing on Twitter. Follow it. They're going to be huge.
All right. Well, I will go back in time and recommend also an artist. I will recommend Tyler Hilton. I recently came upon one of his old songs and got thrown way back to the One Tree Hill days. So back around this time, like 05 to like 11. So go check him out, Tyler Hilton.
Tyler Hilton also was the singing voice for High School Musical, because we didn't know Zac Efron could sing at the time.
How about that? And he's also like super tall, maybe Lauren Alex H. tall.
Oh, whoa. So, dunking on you.
Super tall. All right, before we head out here, Sam, where can the good people of this podcast find us?
Yeah, as always, you guys can find us on at Coming Clean Pod on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Always support us on Patreon at patreon.com/comingcleanpod. And we know we love getting your emails at coming.clean.pod@gmail.com. And as always, please, please, please subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, SoundCloud, or wherever you get your podcast. And if whenever you can do it, rate, comment, subscribe. It really helps us out.
So once again, and always, thank you to Radical Something for our theme songs, California and California Part 2. Always remember to hashtag rep the rad. Sam, big week this week. I'm tired. I got hyped up, and now I'm very tired and need a nap, just like
Jason. Yeah, I gotta go soak my feet in the tub.
All right, I'm gonna go look for a limo to sleep in. See you next week.
Namaste. Sippin' vino with Dan Marino in my Speedo with the desert eagle.